Good morning. We continue with our Nach Yomi series. I hope that everyone is doing well. We are up to Sefer Shoftim Perek Chaf Alf, the 21st Perek. We, Baruch Hashem, are going to be finishing Sefer Shoftim today. What an amazing journey it's been, going through the ups and downs of Klal Yisrael in this Sefer, the 21 days that we just did. And Be'ezrat Hashem will also be starting Sefer Shmuel Aleph on Sunday. And the last two stories of Sefer Shoftim, we finish off a little bit on a sadder note, and that is we had Pesal Micha, and today we're going to be finishing the story of Pilegesh Be'Giva. So Pasuk Aleph of this parak tells us, V'ish Yisrael Nishba B'Mitzvah, the Jewish people took a Shvua, an oath, in the town of, in the place of Mitzvah, saying that we are not going to let any of our children, any of our family, marry into the tribe of Binyamin. And it happens to be they actually took the Shvua before they went into battle with Binyamin. And the Radak says, it seems like they kind of put them in a Cherem. They excommunicated the tribe of Binyamin for not giving over the people of Giva. And it's really just such a sad story that happened from this civil war. The fact that 40,000 people died from the tribes of the Jewish people and 20,000 from the tribe of Binyamin. So in total, you are 25,000. In total, you have around 65,000 Jewish people that have died. What a sad, sad story. And in Pasuk Bet and Pasuk Gimel, they started crying out to Hashem, regretting what they did. I can't believe we went to Binyamin and we attacked them. How did this come to happen that one tribe is now going to be missing from Klal Yisrael if we're not going to be allowed to marry within them? They're just going to die out. What's going to be? There's 600 people that are still in the cellar Rimon, at the stone of Rimon, who are unfortunately it's going to end up dying out. So what do? We regret this. The Ramban points out that they kind of recognize that they should have allowed Binyamin to take care of this. They went into the civil war. They started this war, but really this was in Binyamin's territory. We should allow Binyamin to take care of the people. Give up. The Abar Benel points out they lost 40,000 people in battle, and this wasn't versus an enemy. This was versus their own people, and they're trying to realize this reality of what really happened. And Pasuk Dalet, the next morning they arise, they go and make a mizbeach for Hashem, and they bring olos and shlamim, the ola because they were successful in this battle at this end of the day, but the shlamim because they want to have peace between them and Hashem, and they have to try to figure out what in the world is going to happen. And in Pasuk Hey, they're like, wait, who didn't come with us to Mitzvah when we took the Shvua? We did take a Shvua that we were not going to marry the children of Binyamin, but anyone who was not with us also is going to be put to death, but they are allowed to marry the children of Binyamin. And they said, who didn't come with us? And it's important for us not to mess with the Shvua. They didn't want to, you can't really uproot the Shvua since it was such a public gathering. And also this tribe didn't show up. That's a big deal. The fact that they didn't show up to when everyone else was coming, they were Porish Minat Tzibor. And in Pasuk Tes, that tells us the city of Yavish Gilad did not show up. So they can technically marry the people of Yavish Gilad. The rest of the tribes of Israel are not allowed to marry the children of Binyamin because they were there when at Mitzvah, when they took the Shvua. So now what do? They send, the Jewish people send 12,000 men to go kill the inhabitants, including the children and the women and the children, in the town of Yavish Gilad. And they found 400 psuos there, people who have never been married, and they brought them back, these 400 women, back to the camp of Shiloh. So what happens? So now you have the 400 women that they just brought back from Yavish Gilad. So they go to Selarimo and they say, guys, we are so sorry. Let's make a peace treaty. This was so embarrassing what happened between the two of us. We apologize. And here's 400 women, so your tribe doesn't end up getting fully erased. We want you guys to try to build up again. We'll build up your cities. And what's the obvious math problem? If there's 600 men and there's only 400 women, how is each person going to find for themselves a wife? This is very nice, but practically, this is not enough. So in Pasuk Yotzes, what happens? They say to them, the Jewish people say to the children of Binyamin, you know, Vayitzav, we command you, this is what's going to happen. And you are going to be going, Hinei Chag Hashem B'Shiloh, that there's a Chag, there's a holiday unto Hashem in Shiloh, where the daughters of Shiloh would go out into the fields to perform these dances. And you shall emerge from them, go into the vineyards, and you should all grab for yourselves a wife and return to the land of Binyamin. The Das Sofron points out, yeah, maybe at first it was like a little bit of force when they found the woman, but then of course you had to have consent in order to marry her. It wasn't coerced, and this is something which is important to note, that they did ultimately end up getting married, and if their fathers gave them a hard time saying, oh, you can't go take our daughter, the children of the rest of the tribes would defend Binyamin saying, hey, relax, don't mess with us, because when we went into battle with Yavish Gilad, we should have technically gotten your wives as battle, part of the battle. We should have been able to marry the woman of your cities, and we didn't even do anything now. So technically, you owe us, and don't mess with us. And in Pasuk Chaf Dalet, what happens? They all return to their places after all this happens. They return, they build up their cities, they return back to their homes, and the Mefarshim actually point out, this is pretty unfortunate, the fact that you had such an inspirational moment, everyone's together now, and you're not going to sign some sort of treaty to make sure something like this never happens. happens again, you're just going to walk it off. And then in Pasuk Chaf Hey, the final Pasuk of Sefer Shoftim, what an amazing journey it's been. Vayamim Ahim, a Melech B'Yisrael, Ish HaYashar B'nei Yaseh, that it was in the days of the Jewish people, there was no king, and a person did whatever seemed proper in his eyes. And that's what a fitting way to finish off this parak, and that's how something like this could happen. The Sora Pilegesh Begiva, the fact that they didn't have a leader. They didn't have someone to guide them, to try to give them etza of what should be happening. And unfortunately, in this civil war, we see that 65,000 people have died. What a sad story. A few messages we can take out from this parak. I thought it was interesting that when the Jewish people went out to battle, the 400,000 men versus the 26,000 men, the 400,000 men got defeated two times in a row. What in the world was happening? So this is similar to the story of Achan. The fact that Yavish Gila didn't join the Jewish people, that's why you had a national calamity. That's why these people were able to get killed. And just like when Achan, the Jewish people should have been successful in that battle, but the first time they fell and they had a certain amount of people die because Achan stole the spoils. And one person can ruin it for everything. You see this idea of Arvus. Also, when we say that they marry the daughters of Shiloh, in the woman who would dance in the fields, it's interesting because Kliyoker points out, we mentioned the word that they were from Shiloh two times. Why do you have to mention it two times? Once was enough. So the Kliyoker points out, teach us an important message, that the daughters from Shiloh, they were around the Mishkan. They were around the Mishkan, and therefore, it made such an impact on them. It had such a roshem. And the whole Sefer, we've been seeing that, unfortunately, you go around the wrong people. You're around Pesal Micha, the molten images of this Avodah Zarah that Micha has, it can make an impact on you. And unfortunately, we see it in the wrong, but we also see it in the positive, that if you're around the right people, the right things, it could play such a crucial role on you. Also, the Yahu Avinu, when he gave his son a bracha, Binyamin, he gave him a bracha of Zev Yitaref. You're going to be like a wolf that grabs, alluding to this chapter, that they're going to have to go find for themselves a wife after the story of Pilegesh Begiva. And really, just in total, you see that there are 65,000 Jewish people that have died from this battle. And the goal is that Bezat Hashem, when there's a leader, when the people are following in the right way, not in just what's Yashar in their eyes, they will ultimately do what is best and serve Hashem in the best way possible. Bezat Hashem will pick up tomorrow with Sefer Shmuel Aleph. Have an amazing Shabbos and Kol Tov.